The guesses range from 9 to 81. Katarina von Helms joins us now, this week's Kid of the Week. Morning, Katarina.
Hello.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
Of course you are. She's 11. 11. Katarina, do you know your resume is longer than most adults?
Yeah.
Katarina, do you know what a resume is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, of course you do. It's very nice to have you on the show. Congratulations, but also thank you for all the good stuff you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
Do you wake up in the morning? What's the first thing you think about when you wake up in the morning?
I think when I wake up, I probably think about the new day that I'm starting and the excitement of, and possibilities of the new day.
Of course you do. Of course you do. That is a great kid. That's a great kid. It's no wonder your parents are so proud of you. You have any brothers and sisters?
No.
And what do you want to be when you grow up?
When I grow up, well, I really like science, math, and technology. So
yeah,
and
me
I'm
too.
Not really sure what I'm going to be, mm-hmm. but I think it's going to be somewhere in that field.
How about a technological, scientific mathematician?
Sounds great.
Okay. And Katarina, are you married?
No.
Oh, that's right. You're 11. And here's the thing. I know you have a spelling bee today. And is this the like a qualifier or what level are you at?
I'm at my school spelling bee.
Okay. So if you win here, then you advance from that, right?
Yeah.
All right. So give me one of your practice words. I want to see if anybody on the show can spell it.
A practice word. And for
those of you who just turned turned your radio on, it's Katarina von Helm. She's this week's Kid of the Week, honor roll student, an amazing kid.
Okay, so a practice word, let's do eleemosynary.
One more time?
Eleemosynary.
I believe Dave has this. Dave, eleemosynary?
Can you use it in a sentence?
She can, but she doesn't want to right now. No. Dave, the word is eleemosynary.
Eleemosynary.
Oh, what the definition is, it's a place where Masons go to worship and drink ale.
Eleemosynary. Okay. That is what it is.
Son?
No.
Okay.
E L I M.
Am I just buzzing now?
Katarina, how do you spell eleemosynary?
Eleemosynary is E L E E. M-O-S-Y-N-A-R-Y.
Yeah, I had that. Yeah. All right, how about one more? Give me one more. I'll take this one.
Hailai.
Hailai is J-A-I-L-A-I.
No.
Oh, no.
I got this one.
You Googled it.
What is it?
J-A-I-A-L-A-I.
Oh, Hailai.
There's a space between the two words.
Yeah, there's a space, Dave. There's a space, Dave.
I paused.
Buzz him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead, buzz him.
It's the game, right? High lie.
Katarina, I'm sorry we are disappointing, but thankfully you're not, and we're very proud of you, and we're thankful that you're Kid of the Week. And I think one of the coolest things about your story is the video you made so you could show your friends at school, the other kids, how important it is to realize what homelessness means. So good for you for thinking of that.
Thank you.
I hope you have a great day. Keep that positive attitude up.
Yeah, I will.
All right, hold on. Andrea, I want to say hi.
Katarina Tikanis, you like Greek school?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, very good. Stay with the Greek school, because for those of us who didn't like it when we were little, we regret it and wish we had learned more Greek, just in general.
Yeah.
Katarina, flaming cheese. F-L-A-M-I-N-G, cheese. Flaming cheese.
She knows what that is.
What is it called?
Ask her.
What's flaming cheese? Do you know?
Flaming cheese, is it like flaming hot cheese?
Yes, it's definitely hot.
Yeah, what is it in Greek?
What's the Greek word for it? I'm asking you.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, Andrea, what is it?
Saganaki.
Saganaki. Saganaki.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember hearing that, but they never taught us that at Greek school.
Yeah,
so they will eventually.
It's because it sounds Japanese.
I'm educating the Kid of the Week.
You can have some saganaki when you're eating your saganaki.
That's right. Nice job.
Katarina, you're a great kid. Hold the line. We'll give you all the prizes and stuff. And the Kid of the Week prizes, by the way, include the stuff that I can't find.
Pizza?
But I will say, oh, here it is.
How about a, oh, you got it.
Yeah, I got it. Kidding prizes include the Family Let's Talk game featuring 412 question cards in a box to start your family discussions and conversations about everything from Ella Mason area to Saganaki. And you can get details at FamilyLetsTalk.com. We'll also go with the Lou Malnati's Pizza at LouMalnati's.com and 37 other things that Kev wants to give up with his new friend Katarina off the air. How about that kid, huh?
She's cool.
Yeah. And by the way, when she wakes up in the morning, she thinks about all the possibilities of the day.
I know. And we just, she heard all of us and just it all went downhill.
No, I think she's already achieved more.
Dave, what do you think about when you wake up?
I think about...
Kale.
Can I get to the shower?
Yeah, we're just happy we got up.
Think about going back to sleep. O's got the best take on this. O, what do you think about when you wake up?
Well, I put both feet firmly on the floor and I say... Good morning, God, instead of good God morning.
Mm-hmm. Orion said something very funny, which he said to all of us before, to Vic Vaughn today in the newsroom. You had Vic in stitches. He was laughing so hard. You said, it's better to be seen
than viewed.
Than mm-hmm. viewed.
Yeah, it's a true story.
Oh.
It's a true story. Well, he's not lying. He's not lying.
He was in stitches.
Yeah. It's 6:53. We're back after this with the Hawktionary next.
No.
The Hawkopedia.
Yes.
Next.